Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, Alan Young, pinch-hitting for Eddie Bracken, and our special guest, one of Hollywood's newest and brightest stars, Kirk Douglas, with Henry Russell in the orchestra and the Crew Chiefs Quartet. Now, our singing star, Dorothy L'Amour, is at home awaiting the arrival of Kirk Douglas, star of Champion. She calls her maid.
Oh, Elvia. Elvia.
They're coming, Mr. L'Amour. Coming.
Elvia, tidy up the living room and fix something for later. I'm expecting company.
Oh, if I may ask, Miss L'Amour, whom are you expecting?
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas? Oh, you mean that cruel, heartless fighter who goes around slugging defenseless men and hitting women?
Yes.
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, yes, he's quite attractive. And you should see him in trunks.
Oh, I'd rather see him in a suitcase I was taking home with me.
You really have a crush on him, haven't you?
Yes, and I'm not the only one. Oh, since we saw Champion, all us girls down at the YWCA have taken up boxing. Oh, you should see the outfit I wear when I go into the ring.
Oh, I'll bet you look cute.
I'll say. Oh, you know, I'm the only girl in the gym with a plunging sweatshirt. Oh, it just keeps me looking feminine.
Well, you see, Elvia, Alan Young and I are planning to do a fight picture, so I'm asking Kirk Douglas to advise us on it.
Oh, Miss L'Amour, I know I shouldn't ask, but when Mr. Douglas gets here, could I meet him?
Why, certainly. Oh, that's probably him now. You go to the kitchen, and when he gets here, I'll call you.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you.
Hello, Dottie.
Kirk Douglas, hello. Oh, Kirk, my maid is crazy about you, and I promised I'd introduce her to you. Do you mind?
Mind? Say, Dottie, I'm always glad to meet a fan.
I'll call her. Elvia? Oh, Elvia?
Yes, Miss L'Amour, did you call me?
Yes, Elvia. This is Kirk Douglas.
Well, it's a pleasure to know you, Elvia.
It's a pleasure.
Say, something wrong with her, Dottie? She fainted.
Here, throw this glass of water in her face.
There. I think she's coming, too.
Elvia. Elvia, get up.
He fouled me, I tell you. He hit me after the bell. I was fouled.
Oh, Elvia, you're all right. Get up now and dry your face.
All right, but I demand a return bout. Oh, I was fouled.
Nice going, Kirk. A clean knockout after 10 seconds of the first round. You sure have the girl swooning.
She probably has a glass jaw. You know, Dottie, I don't get it. Tell me, could you ever go for a fighter? I mean, like the character I played in Champion.
Well, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't go for that slugging stuff, but I can see where it might be a bit of fun in the clinches.
Touché, but look, I'm anxious to hear more about that idea you're telling me over the phone.
Oh, I thought perhaps you could help us. You see, Alan Young and I were toying with the idea of making a fight picture. I could be the girl, you could be the manager, and Alan could be the fighter.
Alan Young, look, in order to play a fighter convincingly on the screen, well, you've got to have some ring experience.
Well, what about you? Have you ever done any real fighting?
I've done plenty of fighting. Look, I was brought up during the Depression when things were tough. I remember how I started. The rent was due. I was hungry, couldn't get a job. I just had to make some money.
Oh, you must have been desperate.
And how? I went down to a gym on Main Street, found a prize fight manager. I told him I had to have a fight. It was life and death. He said, all right, kid, you can fight tonight. You'll get $20, but only if you win. I took it. Then I found out who I was supposed to fight. Killer McGurk, a contender for the championship, but I had to win. He weighed 30 pounds more than I. All I had was guts and a will to win. As I sat in my corner waiting for the bell to ring, I kept thinking of a square meal, a warm place to sleep. I had to win. The bell rang. The killer came out of his corner confidently, and I charged across the ring like a ferocious beast.
What happened?
He beat my brains out.
Henry Russell has signaled the Crew Chiefs Quartet to take their places at the microphone. The song is one that has some wonderful memories for me because I sang it in the picture The Fleet's In. Eddie Bracken was in the picture, too. It's the late Victor Shirt Singer's I Remember You.
I remember you, you're the one who made my dreams come true, a one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue.
For flavor, there is no ice cream that matches Seal Test for pure goodness. Every spoonful is smooth and creamy rich, fine-grained in texture and packed with flavor. Wonderful lip-smacking flavor. Seal Test ice cream is better in every way because it's made with fresh, top-quality cream and milk, pure flavorings, and real sun-ripened fruits and nuts. Dip into a dish of real strawberry ice cream, the flavor of the month, and you'll know why Seal Test is the most popular ice cream in America. Get real strawberry ice cream at your Seal Test soda fountain. And always,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Hello, Dottie. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right, Alan. Meet Kirk Douglas.
Hello, Alan.
Hiya, champ. Put her there. Gee, you look great.
Well, so you want to play the part of a fighter, eh? Let me look you over. Oh, Dottie, it's no use.
Hey, what's this guy talking about?
Well, to tell you the truth, Alan, when I told Kirk about our idea, he didn't think you were exactly the type to be a fighter.
Are you kidding, boy? I'm in perfect shape.
You don't look so good to me.
Oh, no, I'm in great shape. Why, just this morning, I jumped out of bed, went to the back door. With just one hand, I picked up two bottles of milk and the morning paper and carried them all back to the kitchen without dropping a thing.
Well, what's so great about that?
There was no string in my pajama pants.
Yeah, but Alan, can you take it in the stomach?
All day.
We'll see. Tense your stomach muscles. So you sure you want to play the champion?
Sure, fire away.
Here goes.
Hey, Dottie.
What?
How about doing Death of a Salesman?
Say, Alan, you know you took that pretty well.
I did?
Yeah. Ooh. Now I want to see how you look. Strip to the waist.
Oh, I couldn't do that in front of Dottie.
Well, you're awfully bashful all of a sudden, considering that last week you walked on Hollywood Boulevard in a pair of bathing trunks.
Did he do that?
Yes, and tattooed across his chest was, "See Alan Young in his 20th Century Fox picture, Mr. Belvedere Goes to College."
You should have looked at my back.
Why?
There it said, "See Dottie L'Amour in Manhandled."
Anyway, Alan, you don't need to worry about me. I want to call my agent and get his advice about this fight picture. I'll do it right away.
Okay.
All right now, Alan, let's get going. I want to see what you look like in the ring. Take off your jacket.
Okay.
Now take off your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Now take off your undershirt. Mm-hmm. Now take off your vest.
That's what I get for dressing in the dark. There.
All right. Now, let me look you over.
Oh, what do you think of my build?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, look, do you think I can play the part of a fighter?
Well, Alan, it'd be a tough pull, but you might if you trained for it.
See, I'd do anything, Kirk.
Well, I had to get in shape for champion, so I know the whole training routine.
Yeah?
Now, look, I'll help you get in shape if you promise to do everything I tell you.
I promise.
Okay, first thing, can you skip rope?
No, but I can play jacks.
You know, you can...
Backhand,
you start tomorrow. Now, here's your schedule.
Yeah.
Out of bed at 5 in the morning. You have one egg, then the rest of the morning, skip rope, punch the bag, lift weights, and you run.
What about lunch?
No lunch. Then, all afternoon, you lift weights again. Punch the bag some more, and you run another 20 miles.
Wait, I'm hungry.
Don't worry. For dinner... we give you a wonderful treat. It's a stew especially prepared for fighters. First, you put in one piece of rye crisp.
What else?
That's all.
Gee, if I have to work so hard...
I've got good news, fellas. My agent thinks the picture is a great idea, so I called up the bank and they're going to finance the whole thing.
Oh, great.
Well.
But it's all up to you, Kirk. I promised them you'd have Alan in shape.
Don't worry, Dottie. I'll have him in shape. Alan, you got to take this very seriously and work hard.
Gee, it's only a moving picture.
Makes no difference. You have to look like a fighter on the screen. You must be convincing to the audience.
Dottie's right. Now look, besides exercise, there are other things. You must drink plenty of milk.
Right.
And if you want a cocktail, you can have it, but with the liquor removed. Now, if you want to smoke, you can have a cigarette with the nicotine removed. And if you want coffee, you have to have it with the caffeine removed. Now, you got that?
Yeah, and I got just the girl to go out with.
What do you mean?
Just had her teeth removed.
While Alan and Kirk discuss the finer points of fisticuffs, Dottie's going to go a couple of rounds with A, You're Adorable.
A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're a cutie full of charm. D, you're a darling, and E, you're exciting, and F, you're a feather in my eye. G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize. J, we're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable. L is the love light in your eyes. M-M-O-P. I could go on all day. U-R-S-T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You made my life complete. V means you're very sweet. W-X-Y-Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to me.
Champion!
Hey, John, this is where the commercial comes in, not the champ.
I'm talking about the champion of ice cream, Seal Test. The champ dishes out another knockout, real strawberry ice cream. Everybody's falling for the May flavor of the month. Velvet smooth ice cream as only Seal Test makes it, packed with the irresistible flavor of real sun-ripened strawberries. It's so smacking good, you'll want several rounds. So grab a ringside seat at your Seal Test soda fountain and dip into a dish of real strawberry ice cream. For a treat that's a winner, always.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
Time has passed. The picture is finished, and we invite you all to the premiere showing of a drama of the prize ring.
Throw that off my glove.
Kirk Douglas portrays the part of Mike McManus, the fight manager who has handled hundreds of fighters.
I'm smart.
Dorothy L'Amour plays the part of Mike's beautiful girlfriend.
I'm expensive.
Alan Young plays the part of the ring-wise veteran of the fight game, Killer Callahan.
I'm punchy.
My name is Mike McManus. Some of the boys I've handled have made good. Some of them wound up walking on their heels. Yeah, I've seen a lot of them come and go. But the best boy I ever handled was Alan Callahan. There was a fighter. He lived to fight. He fought to live. Born in the slums, he knew what it was to be hungry. At the age of 12, he said to his mother,
Mom! Oh, Mom!
What do you want?
I'm hungry. I want a piece of bread.
Get out of here.
But all I want is a piece of bread.
What'd you do with that piece of bread I gave you last Sunday?
He soon learned that if he expected to get anywhere in this world, he'd have to fight for it. He became tough. He learned to use his fists. One day, he rushed home from school and told his mother the exciting news.
Mom! Oh, Mom!
Well, what is it, son?
I'm going to be a fighter. I beat every kid in my school.
You did?
Yeah, ain't that great?
Yeah, but now you ought to start going to a boys' school.
Let's go back a couple of years. I was on the skids. Every boy I handled turned out to be just another loser. I hadn't managed a winner in 3 years. One day I was sitting in my office when she walked in. She was my girlfriend, the only person I could depend upon, the one person who would always stick by me through thick and thin. Hello, darling. What have you got to say to me?
I'm leaving you, you bum.
But, honey, what's the idea? Why are you walking out on me?
Because I'm expensive.
Oh, but, baby, I'm having it tough. All I got to do is get my hands on a good boy.
Well, you'd better get hold of one fast if you know what's good for you.
Why?
Because I'm expensive.
I had to get myself a good boy. I went down to the gym on Main Street, determined to find the next heavyweight champ. I opened the door and went into the steaming, smoke-filled gym. With my expert eye, I looked over the boys punching the bag and skipping rope. I might not know much about anything else, but I sure know a fighter when I see one. A fellow in a pair of sweaty gym clothes came over to me. He spoke.
Gee, Mr. McManus, I heard a lot about you. Would you manage me, would you, huh?
Let me look at you. Nah, you never make it.
But I want to be a fighter. I'm telling you, I know I could be a fighter.
Get out of the game, kid. You're not the type. The racket's too tough for kids like you.
But I'm hungry. I need a fight.
Don't bother me, sonny. But if I ever hear of anything, I'll get in touch with you. What's your name?
Jack Dempsey.
Yeah. Yeah, I was smart. I knew a fighter when I saw him. I started looking around the gym. Bums. All bums. Suddenly, I saw him. The next heavyweight champ. He had the lean, hungry look of a killer. Yes, sir. I was smart. I waited till he finished sparring and then I approached him. I said, well, you're quite a boy. I could do a lot for you. How'd you like me to handle you?
I'm expensive.
No. I can tell by looking at you could be a great fighter. Have you had any fights?
Yeah, 3 of them. I win 2 of them by knockouts.
Who'd you knock out?
My little brother and my girlfriend.
How'd you make out in the other fight?
Well, the best I could get was a split decision over me mother. This lady was tough.
Yeah. As soon as I looked at him, I knew he was a good, clean boy. This was the boy I'd been looking for. He had the makings of a champ. I was determined to manage him. I could make a fortune with this boy. Enough money to keep Dottie happy. I said to him, kid, you can make a fortune with me. Here, sign this contract.
Well, I don't know if I want to.
I took him over to the window and I said, kid, look out of that window.
Yeah.
You see all that down there? Sign with me, kid, and all that's yours. Everything you see out of that window is yours.
Gee.
That window happened to overlook a garbage dump. Yes, sir, the kid was overcome.
I'll sign with you. But what's in it for you?
Hardly nothing. Out of every dollar you make, I get 50%.
50%? Well, that's almost half.
He was smart, too. But he signed with me, and there I was on top again. I was managing the next heavyweight champ. He was a good boy. He did just as I told him, and I had him in great shape in no time at all. One day I was watching him punch the bag when she walked in. Hello, Dottie. How's my honey baby today?
Expensive.
Baby, I want you to meet the next champ. This is Killer Callahan.
Hiya, Killer.
Hiya, baby.
You know, I could go for you.
And I could go for you.
Hey, what about me?
I'd rather go for her.
I was smart. I could see they went for each other. So I figured I'd better get the killer out of town. Besides, my boy was ready. I had him booked for fights all over. So we started on our way to the championship. Boy, what a series of fights. St. Louis. Knockout in the first round. Omaha. Knockout in the third round. Denver. Knockout in the second round. San Francisco. Knockout in the first round. Yes, sir. My boy was knocked out in every city west of the Mississippi. Yeah, we had to start all over. Months and months of work. And then he was ready. Madison Square Garden. And a crack at the world's championship. I went into hock for 50 grand and bet it all on the killer. Dottie sold all her jewelry for another 50 grand and she bet it on him. $100,000. But I wasn't worried for a minute. And then, the night of the fight for the championship of the world.
In this corner, the champion of the world at 182 pounds, defending his title, Battling Benson. And in this corner, the popular contender for the championship at 196 pounds, Killer Callahan.
Well, there goes the bell, folks. Both boys come out of the corners. They stand in the middle of the ring, feeling each other out. The killer shoots a right, but it misses. Benson shoots a left to the face. It doesn't miss. What a punch, folks. What a punch. The killer's lost his mouthpiece. Correction. He's lost his mouth. And now Benson's after him again. He's after him. He lands a left, a right, another right, a left, and a right, and another right. He's hitting him with everything in the kitchen sink. Correction. He gets hit him with the kitchen sink. He's down, folks. He's down. The killer's down. The referee is counting. 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and out! And Battling Benson is still the champ!
So you found the next champ, huh?
Yeah, I guess I was wrong. Look at the bum laying there.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I think he's coming too.
Hey. Where am I? Where? What happened?
What happened? You were knocked out in 11 seconds of the first round.
Give me your twin belt. Let me at him. I'll kill him. I'll murder him.
A fine fighter. I lost 50,000 on you.
And I lost 50,000 on you.
$100,000.
Yeah. What do you got to say for yourself?
I told you, I'm expensive.
Next week, we've invited another champion performer to Seal Test Variety Theater. So if you'll stay with us for just a minute or so, we'll tell you about all our All-Star Thursday lineup. Right now, we've a word about the products of the folks who help put on this show.
The dairy industry supplies 1/4 of all the food we eat.
Yet, big as the dairy industry is, it's actually small, made up of tens of thousands of independent units, farmers who produce milk, distributors, and retailers who sell dairy products. Now, we at National Dairy work hand in hand with these many independent businessmen, buying milk and cream from farmers, processing and shipping milk and milk products to distributors everywhere. In this way, thousands of independent business enterprises all have a part in providing you with high-quality National Dairy products, serving the greatest number of people at the lowest possible cost. It's a good example of how we do things here in America. And, by the way, you should get a copy of a new booklet called The Miracle of America. It's published by the Advertising Council, and it tells in graphic form just how America's economic system works, a system that continues to produce greater benefits for more people than any other in the world. You can get a free copy of Miracle of America by simply writing to Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City. That address is Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City. Once again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, next Thursday, Eddie Bracken, the whole gang, and I will be back for another performance in our Steel Test Theater. Joining us is one of the screen's foremost stars, the one and only James Stewart. Jimmy's not only a fine performer, but he's lots of fun, as you'll learn if you listen. To our guest star tonight, Kirk Douglas, our sincere thanks. Kirk, your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. And to Alan Young and Tums, the sponsor of his Tuesday night radio program on NBC, our sincere and heartfelt thanks. It was grand of you, Alan, to step in 15 minutes before showtime and do such a wonderful job. And now, folks, on behalf of Eddie Bracken, Elvia Allman, Wally Mayer, Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and all of us, this is Dorothy L'Amour inviting you to be with us again next Thursday at the same time. In the meantime, we'll be thinking of you.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Tune in again next Thursday evening when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and Eddie Bracken, and as our guest, James Stewart. Seal Test Incorporated and associate companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
The National Broadcasting Company.